This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm leaving you this Tuesday before I lose the lung. 'Cause we can't break up halfway. So light the fuse and run. I'm leaving you this ashtray to put beside the desk. 'Cause we can't break up halfway. And I am bored to death of striking a match and cupping your hands. So I'm getting a patch and making a plan. Oh yeah, but I could stand one last cigarette before I quit. Now I can't say no. The smoke I used to float on brought me down so low. So while you're striking a match and cupping your hands, I'll be getting a patch and making a better plan. But what is better than one last cigarette before I quit? One last look at it, 'cause we were good. But I got a minute though.
Show. I'm Hannah Whitten, and today in the studio I have with me Dodie Clark.
Hi, it's me!
Dodie!
Hello.
AKA Doddle-oddle.
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 Is that right? Is it doddle-oodle? Is it noodle-boodle?
My favourite is just doodle-oodle.
Yeah, sure.
Doddle.
I chose it when I was like, Doddie! I chose it when I was like 17. It's the worst decision of my life.
It's great. It's the Doddle-oddle branding. It's great.
Thank you. Also, can I just point out how wonderful these massive glasses are? Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Chink.
As usual, we are drinking in the studio.
Yeah.
Because we've got loads of fun things coming up on the show. One of those things is Drunk Advice Live. So that's coming up later. And so Dodie and I will be drinking throughout the show, ready to give you our best wisdom. If you need any advice, or you just want to generally get in touch with the show during the next 2 hours, then you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com.
Nice.
And we will be reading your tweets.
It's like
and your
FUBAR
emails.
Radio. There's like two R's in it. That confused me.
FUBAR?
FUBAR Radio.
Got it.
Yeah.
We got that. Yeah. And so Dodie had a look at the running order and she was just like, what are all these games? What's happening?
Yeah, I have no idea. This is interesting though.
Coming up, we've got innuendo or innuendon't.
Ooh!
Shitter Twitter. The fuck you saying, mate?
Yeah, what's that? What is that?
Fake fan, Dodie. I can't believe you've not listened to my radio show.
Look, I wanted to be excited, all right?
Okay. And songs about sex.
I like that one.
Which Dodie has picked a wonderful... Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
But first of all, when we have a new guest, we like to initiate the guest because one of our games is about finding funny phrases on Urban Dictionary. So to initiate a guest to the show, we find out what their name...
Oh, I already know this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Dodie on or Dorothy?
Dodie... absolutely means something different.
Okay.
Because I search my indirects a lot on Twitter. Turns out, I mean, you'll find out when you Google it. But basically, go on, have a little look.
Okay. I can't believe you already know this. This is very exciting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You search my name on Twitter indirects and you're like, wow, I did not know that Dodi meant... marijuana.
It means
a blunt. So, like, I'm looking through my indirects and, like, half of it's like, ah, Dodi's new video is so cool. And, like, Dodi, you're great. And then it's like, smoking this Dodi ass blunt. Woo. It's just like, oh, okay.
That then is my some Dodis, favorite. That's my favorite. And, oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep. But it means weed.
That's
yes, it
so
does.
Funny. Okay, let's see what Dorothy. What is happening?
Wow, okay. Hannah, have you started drinking already? Because, like.
I can't use a keyboard right now.
I think
Dorothy's going to mean.
Gift of the gods. I did know that. My parents named me after. Well, kind of, not really. Dorothy's smile was bright as the sun shining above me.
Wow.
Lame.
From a Greek origin. Something.
Disgusting.
But
yeah.
There is another version of...
Hang on, wait, what does that say? Scroll up. No. Down. That was like some really nice stuff. Beautiful and cute. Has long legs and hair. Model-like body. Athletic. No. That's
smart.
Just not true.
I think someone called Dorothy like wrote this.
Yeah. Has braces. Well, I did.
But there's... another word that people use sometimes for, like, gay men, which is a friend of Dorothy. As in, like, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, because, like, over the rainbow and, like, the rainbow and
wow.
everything. So if you're a friend of Dorothy, then you're gay. And then if you, you know, I don't know. I don't know what that means if you're called Dorothy. Does that mean all
either.
Of your friends are gay?
I guess so, Hannah.
We've just outed everyone.
Well.
So... Dodi had some funny tweets earlier.
What?
Your tweets from today. Dodi's been trying to act more like me, basically.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like taking that as a massive compliment.
Oh, yeah, you should be. You should be.
Do you want to tell the story?
Sure. So, listen, all right, love life-wise, it's not going great. It's not going too well.
Well... A few weeks ago, when I had Riyad on the show,
right.
We'd both recently been dumped.
Cool.
So just, like, welcome to the club, man.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. Just going through a bit of a tough time at the moment. It's okay. It's all like, you know, dealable stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a bit sad at the moment. And I was like, right, that's it. Gonna channel my inner Hannah Witten.
Yeah.
And there was, like, this brass band playing at this, like, event I was at earlier today. And I was like, damn, that tuba player, though.
That tuba player.
Damn, that's a phrase I never thought I'd say. But, oh, my God, he was so gorgeous. He was wearing, like, skinny jeans, little shirt, little glasses.
I went on their Twitter, and I think on their banner image.
Oh, man, he's gorgeous.
Is he the one with glasses
yes.
and big lips?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, my God, you're amazing. I'm in love with you. So, obviously, using
Dem
my
big
hashtag
lips on that tuba.
Verified. Sorry. Whoa, Hannah. I was like, using my hashtag verified Twitter privilege, I'm going to tweet them and be like, guys, hit me up though. So, like, they followed me and they're like DMing me, and now we're all going to get a drink. Boom! This is how you do it, right?
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. That I wouldn't have done it without your, you know.
Without me just leading by example of just tweeting people that I find attractive.
Mm-hmm. This happens. This is how you do it. Damn.
Yeah.
Stuff it.
The amount of times you've been like, how did you meet that person? Like, I just tweeted him.
Exactly. Right? This is the new age now. The millennial. Millennial.
I am a pro at sliding into the DMs, let me tell you. Did
Great.
You slide into their DMs first? Or did
so
they...
I followed them and they followed me and they were like, hit us up in the DMs. And I was like, I will.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
I'm
so turned on by your tuba experience.
Thank you so much. We will find out. We'll see.
Can I come to the drinks? Because if it's with the whole band, then it'll be like,
fuck it, yeah,
cash,
why not?
And then we can all get along. And
don't
can...
you dare steal my tuba
no!
player.
I was just about to say, I'm going to wingman you.
All right. Okay. All right, then. Yeah, you can have the soprano sax guy. He was great.
Great wingman, except when it came to that story with Riyad.
Yeah, that was funny, though. Oh, my gosh. I remember you telling me that. I was like, wow, that's so you. That's funny, though.
So if anyone didn't listen to that episode, the one with Riyad, go listen to it. But basically, I was going to wingman my friend Riyad. Riyad is gay, and I saw a cute boy, and I was like, oh, my God, Riyad, this guy for you. And then I found out that this guy was bisexual, and I was like, never mind
me. That's so funny. That's so you. That's just so you. I love it.
But also, obviously, the next 2 hours is going to be brilliant, and let's focus on that.
Right.
But also, side note, next week, said bisexual man who me and Riyadh fought over is going to be in the studio.
What?
But that's not so with Riyadh. Brilliant. I invited Riyadh to come along too.
So are you going
to
talk about that?
So the three of us, but it's going to be me and said person and Callum.
Mm.
And I just, and it's going to be hilarious, I think, anyways.
Mm. Nice.
I'm ready. I'm ready for just, I don't know, it'll be interesting. I'm a bit nervous. But until then.
Right. I will be listening.
Oh, please do. Please do. Okay. We're going to have some chats about like Dodie's career in a bit.
Ooh.
But first, one of our just mutually favourite songs ever. It's brilliant. Fucking listen to it, mate.
Yeah.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Unbuttoned the top of my skirt.
What?
That song is what it does.
Damn,
to me.
I love that song so much.
Do
yeah, it's all cheers.
Do you buy into the whole thing that that song's about cocaine?
What? I never knew that.
Yeah, it's like I can't I can feel my face when I'm with you because you're so high on drugs and so you can't feel
Nah, I just love it. I mean, I don't really care, whatever.
Whatever. So speaking of music, Dodie's a musician.
Yes, I am.
And you got some exciting news, kind of? What What are you working on, Dodes? Come on.
I just gargled one on the radio because I can. I'm working on an EP. I don't really know how to.
Finally.
I don't know how to hype shit or like if I should keep this a secret or whatever. But I'm working on it and it will be out November.
I'm so excited.
Thanks.
About bloody time.
I know. But I didn't know how to do all this. You know, you gotta you gotta research, you gotta learn. So yeah, I'm recording it. And I'm sure this won't be like my best work because I'm just starting recording music and stuff.
Have you got a band? Have you got people playing other instruments on
it? Yeah. There'll be like drums and cellos.
I love a good cello.
I'm so excited.
A good cello.
There's gonna be some songs like that I've like uploaded before that I just kind of want to like get out the way and like make it as best as I can and then sort of like put it to bed. And then there's like a new song or a few new songs that I want to make sound big and good.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Did you go about like picking which songs, because you've got so many songs on YouTube and that you perform live all the time? So
I don't really know. I guess the best sort of musically, I don't really know. It's so difficult because I'm writing new stuff all the time as well. Don't know. We'll find out. This is honestly just the beginning. I just want to start. I just want to get my foot in the recording music like thing. And I'm sure I'll find what I like and what I don't like and solidify my sound.
Because there's definitely, there's at least one song that I know of that I don't think you've released anywhere. But maybe you have and I just forgot about it because you played it to me personally, and so maybe I don't remember seeing it on YouTube.
Interesting.
But it was the one, remember our friend Moonshine, and she had a word for something.
Oh, Party Tattoos.
Yeah, is that online?
No, that's nowhere. Oh, crap, I completely forgot about that song.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that song. I will put that online somewhere. Oh my God, that could be my next video. Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome, Dodie.
Cheers. I just forgot about that.
Is that because you don't like it? Rude.
No. I didn't really figure out how to make it into a song.
Yeah.
I gave it to a writer that I was having a writing session with.
Yeah, you told me about
that. And he made it clubby. And I was like, nope. So I just kind of like left it. But I can bring it back. Sure, why not? I'll just upload it and see what people think of it.
Yeah, so Party Tattoos. Basically, we were staying. This was like not VidCon this year, but VidCon the year before.
Yeah.
So like a full, like over a year ago. Dodie and I were staying with our friends Stevie and Moonshine, and we are just I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person that like will wake up the next morning after a night out and there'll be bruises all over my body, and I'm just like, how did you get here?
What are you?
What was I doing?
I don't remember. And then you'll remember, have a little flashback and be like, oh my
God, I fell
God.
Over that table.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there are just bruises on my butt. I'm just like, how? I wasn't even drunk last night. Where did you come from? And then Moonshine was just like, they're not bruises, they're party tattoos.
Oh my God. So I wrote a song about it because I was like, that's such a wonderful idea.
And it's just a song about hangovers or parties?
Yeah, the chorus is sort of like a metaphor because I'm arty as shit. And it's like, we're not bruised, they're just party tattoos.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not damaged, we're just learning lessons and going through life.
I love it.
How lame. No, I'll upload it sometime.
No, I love it. And I just love it because I was there. And I think I remember, like, I was, like, trying to be all, like, poetic. And I was, like, trying to get all creative. And I remember I was, like, sat on a bus. And I suddenly had all of these, like, I don't know if you'd call them lyrics or just, like, lines of poetry or whatever.
Yeah.
Come into my head relating to party tattoos, and I remember messaging you being like, use these, and you're like, I already wrote it, and I was like, damn you,
dumb. Oh my God, I completely forgot about the song, dude. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For reminding
now you've
me.
Got hashtag
you
content. Can I come and do harmonies on it?
Yeah Oh my God, yeah,
yes,
that makes so much sense.
Yes,
because you're such a integral part of that song.
Oh, thanks. It can be Babe. Our song. To be honest, I can't even remember how it goes.
That's all right.
Not gonna lie.
Me neither. Yeah. Whoops.
Did you record it?
There's probably like a draft somewhere.
Is there a way to find it out?
God, I hope I remember it. I don't know. I'll find out. I'll figure it out.
I don't know.
I'll be all right.
I just remember you playing it to me at one point, but it was all good. Can the people know what songs are on the AP? Or like, or maybe like one or two?
Yeah, sure, why not? So there's four actual songs and then like two little interludes, one of which I have yet to write, kind of, or like yet to solidify and decide on, because I've got a few ideas for it. But one of the interludes is I have a hole in my tooth, which is like a 40-second song I wrote about the fact that I have a hole in my tooth, my dentist, how funny and quirky. Then I have like a really old song called Absolutely Smitten, which is my first song that'll be on it.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting that properly done, yeah, so I can put it to bed. That's the one that I'm
like
once
I'm
that's
done.
Once I'm happy with that, boom, good night Absolutely Smitten, R.I.P. old Dodie.
Is that because you wrote it when you were like so young, or because, yeah, of the person it's associated with, or like?
no it's just honestly like a young song.
Yeah,
it's really innocent and not my best work anymore. It's still good, but I'm like, you know what,
it's
I'm
a fan
just gonna
favorite.
Make it. yeah exactly. So there'll be that, there'll be Intertwined.
Nice.
Which is a little tenor uke. Is that right? Yeah, I don't really know.
Music? What's
or
that?
Baritone. Baritone uke, sorry, my bad. and then there's like an interlude. Then there's Sick of Losing Soulmates, which will probably be like the single, which is an emotional song.
Totes emotion.
And then a song I wrote a while ago called When, which is a piano song, and it's about my head at the time that I wrote it, which was basically like stuck in the past. I feel differently now, but it's very interesting playing
about
that song.
About the past? Mm-hmm. Oh, can I tell them a funny story?
You can tell them whatever you want, Hannah. What is this?
So, dude, you're quite a nostalgic person.
Yes, I am.
And so we had a girly sleepover with... We had a girly sleepover, and it was me and my housemate Lauren, who was on the show a few weeks ago as well, and Dodie and Orla and Greta and Lucy?
Yeah.
Yep. We were all there, and it was a great time. And we decided to watch 13 Going on 30, which is a shit film, but also just like a brilliant film. And
no,
it's not.
And it's like, a great film.
And like, I don't know about the rest of them, but like, I was just sat there watching it, very much enjoying it, like, mm-hmm, very much enjoying, mm-hmm, it. And I also hadn't seen that film since it first came out, so
right,
it was a lot of fun. But whenever I'm watching any weird rom-com like that, I'm always the person sat there making like snarky remarks and like sarcastic comments just to kind of bring everyone back to reality. And then Dodie was there curled, ooh, up in a ball, mm-hmm, on the chair, sobbing.
Like bawling.
Crying her
snot
eyes
everything.
and I suddenly felt so bad because I was like, yeah, taking the piss.
I saw the realization in your face. You were like, haha, why are you crying? And then you were like, oh, I get it. Dodie is very, yeah, like, this affects her a lot. I remember you coming over and being like, I'm sorry, I understand why this means so much to you now. And I was just like,
just with like, God, face masks on, like,
yeah,
peeling.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm just like not a nostalgic person. It's really weird. There's one time that I can pinpoint in my life that I got weirdly nostalgically emotional, because the rest of the time I'm either like in the moment or I'm very like future orientated. Mm-hmm. Like, things will be better when this, things,
right,
thing,
yeah,
know, like,
I do that a lot, but my, yeah, head was very much in the past. It's worth noting that I'm not like that now. I think I've like broken up with the past. I went through a breakup with my nostalgic side.
Wow.
I know, it's really interesting, and I really honestly feel like I've left that behind now. I think I've dealt with it.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it's very good. Anyway,
live in the moment, carpe diem, seize the day. I've always wanted, right, this is like the weird history nerd in me, but I just want there to be a book, and like, before you say, I'm not writing this book, I don't want to write this book, but I just really want there to be this book that is called From Carpe Diem to YOLO, The History of Living in the Moment.
Wow.
And like, you know, something like that, where it's like, yeah, an academic like research book all about...
That sounds like a very you
the
book.
The cultural movement of like what it's meant throughout time to live in the moment.
You should write that.
No, but I don't want to write it.
Damn,
I want to read it. I just,
yeah,
want to,
yeah,
read that book. I want someone who already knows about that stuff.
Come on, anyone, write it. Come on, we're waiting for it.
Any history lecturers listening, please. Or like, it doesn't have to be history necessarily. You could get it. You could come at it from different...
It's a mix of like history and psychology.
Different
and like,
angles,
yeah,
and stuff. Very exciting. But the one time that I got super nostalgic... And this is a story that I should be embarrassed about, but I'm kind of, I don't know, I love telling people this because it's a very proud moment. Mm-hmm. So it was after I graduated from university, mm-hmm, and then had the summer
and me and all my friends, you know, we went our separate ways. And then we all came back to Birmingham for Freshers Week because some of our friends are like medical students or doing fourth years. And so some of our friends are like still students, even though a lot of us had moved on. And so we all, you know, have a reunion in Birmingham. It's Freshers Week. We like go out to our like old student union night out. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird just like walking around campus. And it was like this, like a lot of like tugging and pulling of like different emotions of like, oh, I really miss it. But also I'm really happy with my life in London now. And oh my God, so many memories and so nostalgic, but I don't feel like I belong here anymore. Mm. Like it was like really, really weird. And then we're at the student union, we're drinking, we're partying. Mm-hmm. And so it's been this weekend of heightened emotions.
Yeah.
And now I'm drunk.
Yeah. Speaking of, where's the wine?
I'll grab some during the next song. Patience,
right,
Toby.
Sorry, carry on with your nostalgic journey.
And we're in the silent disco. I love silent discos. Mm. Got headphones on. And then whoever is DJing decides to play three Disney songs in a row. Right, they play I'll make a man out of you, I just can't wait to be king, and then Let It Go. And like Let It Go was like the song of my third year at uni
because
I was like fully into Frozen. And then
I remember that.
On the dance floor and I just broke. I'm just like,
oh my God.
I'm just like crying on the dance floor, and like my friend who was like I used to live with at uni is just like, how are you okay? And I'm like sobbing on her shoulder, just like, it's just so much, I just love this song so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's like the only time I can really think that I felt super nostalgic, and every time I've gone back to Birmingham since, I'm just like,
I think I can be with you now. I think I understand that. Whereas, like, ask me a year ago and I'd be like, nope, cannot relate. And now I can, I think.
Yeah.
Broken up with my past.
Progress. You've broken up with your past and you're sliding into DMs.
Yeah, man. Look at me. I'm becoming you. What's happening?
Perfect.
No.
One at a time. Then the whole world
will be written.
Okay, before we get too carried away, let's play another song.
Candy, presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Blair Witch 2.
In the group of people that go through it, they're black people.
Yes.
This film's not real. Black people don't be sneaking into the woods.
I'm telling you, I'm gone. If I hit. Are you not?
How many black people die in Mount Everest?
None.
Because we're climbing up fucking mountains in the cold. How many black people get eaten by sharks? None.
Because we're swimming near them.
They've taken diverse casting too far, bruv. Because black people are not sneaking in the woods looking for witches.
Does that said black person die?
Probably die first.
If they die first, we're back on track. It's normal.
I can buy that they went into the woods because they die first.
Every Friday.
Background and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Hannah Witten Show.
Woo!
We've got Dodie Clark with me.
I'm here.
And we've got Natalie.
Hello.
Producer Natalie in the studio.
Producer Natalie.
Because we're about to play a game.
Ooh.
But before we play the game, I thought last week I was away.
Yeah.
So we pre-recorded the show.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. We're back live now. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, this is
but
very much happening right now.
I was in Stockholm and I met some Swedish people and I learnt some Swedish. So I wanted to share with you the Swedish that I have learnt.
Okay.
Yes, are you ready? Too. So any Swedish listeners, this one's for you.
This one's for you.
This one's for you. It's like ASMR. Oh my God, it's so, it'd be so weird, ASMR. Okay, let me, oh, am I even going to remember it? Okay.
Come on.
Strip me tills blir. Oh my God, I've completely forgotten it. Strip me. Wait, oh my God, guys, talk amongst yourselves. I've got it written down on my phone.
All right,
okay.
Strip me tills blir. No, sorry, talk about
this. Guess what this means.
I have no idea what.
Oh my God,
right,
yeah,
now,
you
honestly
could guess what it means. That'd be so
not
funny.
Not a clue. It's a lot of fun. I only know a little bit of Dutch from Hannah, which is nuken in de koeken.
Nuken in de koeken.
Which I found out what that meant. Meant having
fucking
sex
in, the,
in
kitchen.
The kitchen. Yeah, yeah.
And then the only other bit of Dutch I know is ik hou van jou, which means I love you. So it's like ik hou van jou, can we nuken in de koeken?
Anyway, find your Swedish whatever.
I found it. So, okay. Ooh, knocking things. Strup mig tills jag blir vort. Oh. Which I probably butchered that completely. Yeah. But it means strangle me till I'm wet.
Now,
wow.
Why did you learn that?
Why is the only like language you know about sex, Hannah?
Well, that's what they taught me.
Right.
They were like, this is what you're going to
need. This is just the people you're hanging out with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I attract that kind of
thing. Yeah, there you go.
But speaking of language and just dirty meanings and innuendos and
love it.
Sexy stuff, it's time to play innuendo or innuendon't. Diddle, here's
jingle.
Clapping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that this game works is Natalie has got a whole bunch of phrases from Urban Dictionary. And we have to buzz in and guess whether it is an innuendo or an innuendon't. So if it is sexual or non-sexual.
Right.
And then we have to guess its meaning.
Oh, wow.
So we need buzzers. So you need, that will come out of your mouth. So
oh, jeez. What's my buzzer?
What noise do you want your buzzer to be?
Can it be?
Perfect.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. Mine's going to be.
Wow. Okay. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of spit
yours
in this studio.
Yours is going to be quicker and easier to do. Mine, like, takes some, like, takes some preparation.
Right.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, number one. Fat finger. Yes, Hannah.
Is it penis?
It's not a penis, no.
Oh, so. Is it an innuendo?
It is not.
Oh, what?
Lol. Yeah, I was like, what does that mean?
Go on, Dodes. Over to you, mate.
I don't know what it means, fat finger.
Well, so
is it
not,
like a dessert?
So it's not sexual. Oh, my God, that's a lady finger. No, that's a green bean. I'm getting mixed up between that episode of Friends where Rachel makes the trifle. Friends. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Is it dessert?
What?
Or is it? What is it?
It's not sexual, fat finger.
Okay.
If you would, so a sentence maybe you'd say, I must have fat fingered the address.
Oh, like messed it up, like, yeah, like.
Kind of like butterfinger, like you just fucked it up, you didn't.
Yeah, like you've done a typo, basically.
Oh, a typo.
Well, you went for like straight for penis.
Yes, immediately. So there's no points there, are
no
there?
Points.
No
God
points.
God damn it.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Wait, where's the, which one is it?
Hey!
Super professional here.
Wow, I made that noise and then you made it, but like real. Okay, all right, go.
Number two, hit the toast. Hit the toast.
Hit the toast.
Yes. Yes.
Does it mean orgasming?
It doesn't It sort of involves orgasm. It does involve an Ooh. Orgasm, yes.
Is the toast a clitoris?
No. Wow. The toast is actually toast in this particular sexual...
like, coming up.
But is it like... is it like what? When the toast, like, pings up? Is that, like, related?
Toast... It does not involve a toaster in this toast scenario.
So just the toast. You hit the toast with butter?
Well, let's some clues here. So it involves toast and an orgasm.
Hit the toast with your seam.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm going to give that one to you. What hit the toast is, it's a game in which a group of males stand around a piece of toast masturbating, aiming their load at the toast. It gets worse. The first one to orgasm must wait until all the others are finished, and then they have to eat it.
No! That's like soggy biscuit.
Yeah.
What? What are these games? This is disgusting.
When I was in school,
God.
The game everyone was talking about was soggy biscuit. Do you remember?
That's wow, my audience is like 13. Oh,
it's fine. No, soggy biscuit was soggy basically the same, but just with biscuit.
Yeah.
And it became a soggy biscuit because it was covered. Well, teenage boys. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got bigger though. Toast is slightly bigger than a biscuit to aim at.
You imagine semen on toast? Yeah. That's disgusting.
Unless it was a plate of biscuits.
Maybe that's.
Oh
true.
My
it
god! Please move on. I feel like that's disgusting.
Okay, now we've got teaching his goldfish how to whistle.
That must be an innuendo.
No, I don't think that is.
Teaching
yes, Anna.
I don't think it's an innuendo because I feel like teaching your goldfish how to whistle, has it got something to do with how goldfish only have like a 3-second memory?
No.
So it's like...
I think it's an innuendo, but I don't know what for.
You're correct.
Goldfish how to whistle.
teaching a goldfish how to whistle.
What?
Is it about masturbating?
It's actually just another way to say, in a kind of a nice way, to say masturbation without being so obvious.
Yes!
So, like,
how did you get that?
Come on.
Put it in a sentence like, he's in the backyard teaching his goldfish how to whistle.
That so sounds like
nice.
Wanking.
Quite nice, yeah. Well done. Davey's in the lead.
I thought it was so going to be like, you know, it's a pointless thing to try and do because it's got free, you know. Fine.
There's
anyways,
no, okay.
I'm still retching over semen on toast. To be honest, so rank.
I'm the super innocent one here. It's fine.
Oh yeah, sure you are.
Okay. Right. Well, number four, pirate bath.
Pirate bath.
Mm, what does that mean?
Bath. Pirate bath.
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 What's a pirate bath?
All I'm now thinking of is like a pirate. In a bubble bath.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Like, argh. This video is sponsored by Lush.
I don't know. I don't think it's an innuendo. Well,
okay, you are correct. It is not an innuendo.
A pirate bath. Is it... okay, I've got an idea. Is it?
Yes.
Is it a bath where you find loads of treasure at the bottom of the bath?
It's
like
not.
Rubber ducks that
interesting.
Have sunk. And it's toys, no. Bath toys that have sunk to the bottom of the bath.
That would be good.
I don't know.
It's a very deep bath if you can't see the bottom of it to
is
find
it,
toys.
Is it like a half blind man in a bath?
It's not. Let me put it in a sentence.
Is it you create a beard and a hat out of bubbles?
It's not. No, that's
okay,
good as well.
Go on, Karen.
Okay, Kyle took a pirate bath and was on his way. So I can tell you.
Is it like a body shower?
Yes, I'm going to give that one to you. It is just washing the armpit area and the private area
I've done that before.
Or a handful of water.
Quick little wash.
We've all done that.
Yes.
We have. I used to...
use hands over my armpits.
my grandparents have like one of those like motorhome camper vans. And so when I was a kid, we would always go camping with them and stuff. So as a kid, I am very familiar with the pirate bath.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Yep.
It's just standing up on your own with a sink and a flannel.
Tradition.
Gosh.
Okay, well, you've got one now, Hannah, so we can draw now.
Oh, yeah, is this
one.
The last
this
one?
This is the last one. And it is English breakfast tea.
Oh, my God.
English breakfast
tea. See, it's so
tea.
Innocent, which makes me think that it's probably an innuendo. Like, just to flip the switch.
Is but what?
Mm-hmm.
You turn into a different person whenever you make the noise. It's really weird. I don't know what you're doing. Okay,
I learned how to do that in my first year at uni. That's all I learned in the first year.
It's all you learned. Wow.
Damn, I'm sorry. I think it's an innuendo. But
innuendo? That's correct.
Okay.
What does it mean, though?
English breakfast tea. I think it's morning sex.
No, it's not that. It's worse than that.
Worse than that.
Ooh.
But
Is it about more liquids? And
it does involve tea. It does involve tea.
Oh, don't tell me. Is it like... Totally. I don't want to say it again. For God's sake. Would you have your semen toast with your English breakfast tea? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to give that to you. It is. What it says here is it's when you fuck a cup of tea and then you drink it.
Oh, my God!
When you fuck a cup of tea and you drink it.
Oh my God.
Apparently, it's what the English used to do before TV was invented. So.
No. Sorry, I love how you just spoke to your microphone like, oh my God.
That wasn't meant to be like in a sexy way.
No,
like
I know. It was
in a shocked way.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Let us know at FUBAR Radio, have you ever fucked your cup of tea?
Yes, let us know, 13-year-olds.
Hey, my people are adults.
Okay, well, I did a survey. And, okay. Sorry, everyone.
Computer says...
Damn, that's so much fun. Are there any more sound effects?
Do you want to hit it? Number four.
Ready? Yeah. Okay, hang on, wait. Let me think of something to say to do with this. Do I like semen on toast?
Nope. Does Dodie like semen on toast?
No, Hannah!
That's a no.
Oh, man.
That's
so
horrible.
Dodie won.
Yay! Well,
that was fine. That was fun. I wouldn't have predicted that. That's fine. You know, it's fine. Dodie's clearly just got a weird, dirty mind.
And just be careful now in cafe if they say, would you like English breakfast tea? God.
Well, luckily...
No, thank you.
Check it.
No.
Luckily, I don't drink tea. So
I drink
safe.
A lot of tea. Wow.
Do you fuck your tea?
No.
The noises you make, though, when you drink tea...
True. Slurpy. Damn, is very orgasmic.
Mm-hmm.
She's so slurpy. No, it's more like the little, like...
Oh, I loved you so much.
Everyone, come gather around for a sip of Dodie's English breakfast tea.
Anyway, what's next, Hannah? What's going on?
Okay, we are going to be playing a song about sex. That Dodie has picked. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to it, and then we're going to analyse some of the lyrics. But when Dodie told me what her song was, I was like, wait. Is that song about sex?
You'll see. I have many reasons for this.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it? You don't have to say why now, but just introduce the song.
This is a song from horny 2011 me, Misery Business by Paramore.
From the top, she's got a body like an hourglass.
my God, I'm aroused. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. Guys, Dodie was just like...
I was telling you a lot.
Yeah. She was taking me through the motions of the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
During that song and what was happening to, what was it, 2009, Horny Dodie?
11? Like 10, 11, 2010, 2011.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to analyze these lyrics, but first we've got a few tweets from you guys.
Oh, dear.
Toddleoddle has said, wait, no, how is it about sex? Don't ruin me.
Oh, no.
Are they talking about the toast, the tea? Or, no, oh, wait, dear. No, this song.
Maybe. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
This song may or may not be about sex, but we're going to explore how this song relates to sex in Dodie's personal life.
Yeah.
This song can mean to you whatever it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Leo has said, I can never drink tea again, for fuck's sake!
Sorry.
Sorry, Leo.
Honestly, me neither. No, I'm kidding. That's not true.
And Amanda has said, I'm listening to FUBAR Radio, and I can confirm I have never fucked a cup of tea. Congrats, Amanda.
Me too.
Amy, or me Amanda, too. One of you. Jamie again. Oh, wait, no, it's the same one.
Yeah, the same ones.
Same tweets. Thanks for your input,
good.
Guys.
There you go. Cheers. That
was, yeah. I can also confirm I've never fucked a cup of tea.
Me too.
I've never really drunk tea.
How can you... How? Like, how? Okay. Anyway, on to this wonderful, wonderful
Please
song.
Please tell me, Dodie.
All right, gang.
Oh, before we get into the sex, actually, I would just like to point out that just from having the lyrics in front of me now, I was like, oh, is that what it said? Because when I was a teenager and listening to this, I thought they were different lyrics. I thought the lyrics were, I never meant to break, but I've got him where I want him now.
Interesting. Ooh.
That's what I thought the lyrics was, but that's because I'm clearly, like, a sadistic person who wants to control people.
Just to clarify, the lyrics are, I never meant to brag, but I've got him what I wanted now.
I've got him where I want him now. Anyway.
Okay, Jody, right.
Take me through
Okay,
your
gang.
Process.
This is a very personal, personal thing, but this is Hannah's radio show, and this is oversharing to the max. Okay,
I'm so into it.
I would listen to the song on the bus home from school. And I was sort of seeing a guy. We were having, like, fun, flirty time.
Yeah.
And as a teenager, a lot of stuff is heightened, you know. And so basically, I would listen to it. And you know that middle bit where it's like, where is it? Yeah, it's like, wildest dreams come true, not one of them involving you. And it sort of, like, builds. And in my head, that was me and this guy, like, making out against lockers.
Ooh,
and then when it goes,
sexy.
Just feel so. And then it, like, and it, like, is building. And that's when, like, it takes a step up. And then all of the instruments cut out and it's just drums. And it's like, wow, I never meant to break.
Yeah.
And it's like, poof, kip, poof, kip. And in my head, that's him, like,
pounding you
on the point. Yeah. And for that's what happened in my head as, like, a 16-year-old, which is fine.
So
it's natural.
Into it.
So natural. And I just used to listen to that and get, like, butterflies because I imagined. Yeah, so that's my sex song. And whenever I listen to the song, I remember that fantasy that I had. And that's healthy. That's so healthy, having, like, a fun little fantasy to a song or whatever.
I was just saying to Dodie how I don't think I've ever had, like, a song that I thought of this one. Here we go.
Interesting. What is this?
Yeah, I've never had a song that I thought about sex too, like a song that kind of had that
to me. So many. I think that's because music is so intertwined with my emotions and my soul.
I feel like I associate a lot of songs with, like, certain people and maybe breakups and getting together, but not necessarily, like, sex.
Okay.
And then I listen to this song, and every time I hear this song...
I mean, this, like, the first, like, two lines. Sorry, this is Halsey, Strange Love. Everybody wants to know if we fucked on the bathroom sink, how your hands felt in my hair if we were high on amphetamines.
This song to me, whenever I'm, like, walking down the street and this song comes on, I create a music video in
Fun.
My head.
Yeah.
And this music video is... a social commentary video, because this song is all about privacy in, like, public relationships. At least that's what I think it's about. Everyone wants to know all the shit that we do, but, like, fuck you all.
Wow, you're right.
Hold on, let me find the full lyrics. Blah 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 blah. That's the beauty of a secret. It's supposed to keep it, blah, blah, blah. Everyone wants to know this, but whatever, and, like, fuck them
everybody
all.
Everybody wants to know how it felt to hear you scream or something like that.
Ooh, yeah. That's so deep.
And then there's the, but I don't have to fucking tell you anything. And it's just such a good song. And so the music video that plays in my head is basically, like, this social commentary about YouTube relationships.
Yes.
In my head, it's just, like, loads of clips of different YouTube couples kind of teasing, making collab videos together, but then, like, the behind-the-scenes...
God! I love that!
And then, like, the behind-the-scenes of their real relationship, whether it's them fucking on the bathroom sink or actually they hate each other in real life or so, you know, like, all the different layers.
I have so many thoughts about this, which I will not say online, but I will talk to you afterwards, because,
So that, basically, that's what that song... And I just want to... I don't know the first thing about making music videos or anything, but I just, every time
that's
I hear
that such
song,
an interesting idea. I'm going to write that.
I want.
Damn, I'm going to write
You're going to write it, and then I'm going to help storyboard the music video for it. And
cool,
it'll be
let's
useful.
Make this.
Let's talk about the lyrics of Misery Business.
Okay, let's have a little look through.
Because I've not listened to this song in years. Okay, there's one thing actually in this that is weirdly related to sex. It's another time when I just completely... misinterpreted the lyrics of this song. So you know how it goes, she's got a body like an hourglass that's ticking like a clock.
Yeah.
I just always misheard that lyric. Or when I was singing it, I would miss sing the lyrics. So I'd be like, she's got a body like an hourglass that's ticking like a clock.
Wow. Okay, Hannah. Because in my head, this song was all about orgasming. It just was. I'm so sorry. But like, ticking like a clock is like building. Yeah. Like,
What makes you tick? What makes you tick? Okay, what have we got?
What great line. Damn, I love this song so much.
I waited eight long months.
She finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me.
To be honest, like, the anticipation and the build-up is often better.
Yeah, it was. Let me think what else. And then, like, but God, does it feel so good. Come on.
And then the weird middle eight bit, she's like, just feels so... And I'm just like,
It's literally just like masturbating.
I watched his wildest dream
Oh, such a good song. I need to listen to this song way more.
Oh my God.
God, I listen to this so much.
Oh wait, no, look.
What?
There is a lyric later in the song that is, because I've got him where I want him now.
Ah!
Which is in between my thighs.
Wow! Wow!
Am I right, ladies or men?
Where's the everyone? Ding ding? Does this.
Yay! Good work. Good work. Oh my God. And it just feels so good.
God. It feels so good. I love this song. Good. Did you not have any songs that you like?
So the
wanked.
Okay, not necessarily songs that I've masturbated to, but the Alt J album.
Oh yeah,
there is one person who I had a lot of sex with.
Yes, I've had albums like that as well. Yeah, there are definitely more albums and more songs and more vibes that make that I like. And that, like, whenever I think about it, I just think about sex. But this one song is so. Just so about me, so about myself, and what I imagined.
Yeah. I love that so much.
I haven't felt like that for ages for a song. I think I want to find another one, because it was so much fun.
I
want to
find a song to masturbate
to. It gives you those butterflies. It really, really does. And you get excited about it.
Yeah. You know the whole, like, against the lockers
thing? Yeah. God, I had that vision so much in school. Oh, my God. Why? So, and it never happened. Fuck you, teenager. I need to go back to school.
No, with people of age, please. Don't
be. Oh yeah, yeah. Dude, what the heck, Hannah?
You're just like school and like no. I'm trying to.
No.
But the whole up against the lockers thing like reminded me. Well, didn't remind me. So one of my like just like I don't know things that I love, not that I love to think about, but it like just turns me on, is that scene in Atonement, you know, when they're like fucking against the bookcase.
Yes, oh my God. And then the girl walks in. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say this right now. I like YouTube searched that scene so much because it was so hot. It's that idea of like not really being allowed but like doing it anyway,
and like the fully clothed element of it, and like and the green dress.
Oh my God, I just want to say this right now. When I was like at that age, I was like, this is so wrong, this is so weird, I can't believe I'm looking at this, I can't believe that I find this hot. It's so normal, it's so natural, it's so normal and so human. But I don't think Dan, that was hot.
I don't think this person alive on this planet did not find that scene from Atonement hot. Especially because the rest of the film is like so depressing.
Right? Oh my god. I watched that scene so much. She's in the like the green dress and it like slips down.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So and then like there's like that moment where he like enters and it's like
oh no, all I can think of now is McLovin in Superbad. It's in.
What? What?
Wait, no. You
no, no.
Have you not seen Superbad?
No, what is this?
Dodie, this is where you we show our age difference.
Oh, did you say that?
I did just say that because you need to see Superbad. All right, fine. I watch Superbad like every week.
Okay.
When I was a teenager. It's
is
like
it a series?
No,
is
it's
it?
A film. It's like one of like, you know, like Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Okay, Emma Stone's in it. Emma Stone is like my number one woman crush. Like, damn, I could fall in love with Emma Stone
we're gonna
so
watch
easily.
Superbad. There's just this moment where like the like awkward character is having sex and he enters and he just whispers, "It's in."
Wow. Okay. Is it with Emma Stone? Because
no, that bit is not with Emma Stone. Does she have? No, she has a kiss. But she doesn't do any sexy time.
I will honestly watch anything with Emma Stone in.
She's very young in it. It's like one of her first things.
So
I know you do.
I know. Damn. Sorry. ASMR. Oh, Emma Stone. Okay. yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So this next song, I picked this just because having Dodie on the show, I was like, this song.
Is it Lauren?
No, this song is part of our friendship. So if you go onto YouTube and you just search in YouTube, Hannah Dodie Chandelier.
Oh! Yeah!
There is a video of me and Dodie.
Of us making art.
Absolute perfection art.
Yeah.
Of us trying to do the dance routine to the Chandelier by Sia music video, and
you rocked it.
I routinely go back and watch that video.
Yeah, me too.
It gives me so much joy.
It's so much fun. It was so much fun, and I sucked, and you owned it. You fucking did the split, and I just died.
The thing about this song, right, is I seem to have like got a reputation for myself amongst my friendship group in that if I'm at a party and that song comes on and I'm drunk, I will dance to it. And like the whole room, like I don't even notice it happening. I just like start going crazy and then suddenly everyone else stops going crazy and is just watching me and I'm just like,
like, get out of here!
It happened at my friend Callum's birthday party. And then I had a housewarming and someone was just like, I'm going to put a chandelier on. And I was like, don't you dare. You know what will happen. I can't control it. And they put chandelier on and then I just start prancing around.
Wow. Right, play the song because I want to see you dance.
No, I'm wearing too short a skirt.
Oh, it's going to happen.
But we're
going to
play. Oh, please do.
All right.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love. 'Til I lose God. Here comes the shame. comes the shame.
Just do the weird curtsy.
Yeah, there you go. The weird, little side
like creepy curtsy.
On for tonight.
Damn it, Sia. Such a good song.
Yeah.
I want to go dance to that now. It's like,
oh, we will. We have to. We have to do a remake.
I think that you and me should do Elastic Heart next. Because yeah, that's like right? The two with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my gosh. We just need to find a giant cage.
Where do we find a giant cage in London, guys? Someone tell us. We've had some tweets in from people. Alien Dodie has said, Strange Love is way more obviously about sex and misery business. Wow. Well, yeah. Yes, it
all
is.
All right. Now listen, Alien Dodie, this was not my fantasy in 2011, so thank you very much. Or 2010 or whatever, yeah. Whatever it was.
You know, some songs are more subtle than yeah. others.
That was very personal yeah. to me. That's yeah. just how I felt about that song.
Lissy has said, you do realise everyone is going to play Misery Business at meet and greets
and I will orgasm over it. No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
My
that's,
God!
That's so wrong. Nope, that's just not true.
That's inappropriate.
Nope.
Don't do it, people. But if you do, please video it and send me the video.
I should be on the floor.
Do you want to read some of these, babe?
Yeah, sure. Ellie _ Everdeen says, in my whole life, I've never considered Misery Business about sex. You've changed the song forever. I'm so sorry, Ellie.
That was just
a personal thing. I'm sorry. It was so much
yeah.
fun.
I feel like, though, if you like read into enough songs, you can make
them oh,
about
yeah,
sex.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, it's not meant to be about sex, but I just made it because, like, the music, like, the tempo and the yeah. building.
And then there are some songs that you, like, don't associate with sex at all, and then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, the Spice Girls song, Two Become One.
Yeah, and also, I'm pretty sure Zig Ziglar is about, like, gangbangs.
What?
Are you kidding? If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
No, it's about, like, being able to get along with them.
Pretty sure it's about gangbangs.
No. No, but no. Two Become One is definitely about sex, because it's about safe sex as well. Because it's like, there's a lyric in it which is like, put it on like the condom.
I thought it's get it on.
There's like different bridges.
Wow, yeah. Interesting. Ellie at Holtz says, I was eating toast whilst you were talking about semen toast. Needless to say, I'm not eating anymore.
Sorry.
Sorry, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Jessica said, oh my God, Dodie, please do a cover of Misery Business.
I cannot now, because you'll all know what I'm thinking.
I still want to see that. I still really want to see that.
I might do, and then everyone who's listening to this show will just have a little secret. It'll be very funny.
At Frumpy Smart has said, oh my God, Dodie and Hannah talking about the library scene in Atonement.
Total sex fantasy. Mostly because of James.
Yes. Agreed.
Well, yeah.
James McAvoy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if he... All right. Okay, don't...
There's the wine as well.
Sorry, that's from my friend Emma. Can we have a little
Which
look
one's
at
Emma?
Sivan Sagab, the top one up there. Go on the left.
Here we go.
Yeah. Honestly, rest in peace. I'm confused on your story. Damn. Shout out to Cheap Grat, which is my group chat. They're great.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Dodie's younger.
So sorry. Yeah, everyone in there is just going to be like, well, peace out. No. Peace out. Dodie's ruined.
To be honest, she was ruined the moment she became friends with me. But also, you were masturbating to Misery Business before we even met.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Come on. No one's ruined by sexual stuff.
If you're anything, it enhanced. Makes you. Yeah. Enhanced.
What have you done to me?
I'm so sorry, guys. You're genuinely getting an insight to mine and Dodie's like personal conversation.
Yeah, like, but this is fine. This is fine.
Okay, we're gonna play a game of shitter Twitter.
Ooh, what is this?
I don't know.
This is all of those things.
Just all of.
Wait, I'm gonna play some more.
Ding 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 ding. Okay, so shitter Twitter is basically where we read our tweet drafts.
Oh.
And guys, listening, if you have any hilarious tweet drafts, please tell us about them because we will read them out. If you don't want to actually publicly tweet your tweet draft, then you can email it at hannah@foobarradio.com. But if you want to tweet it, then by all means, tweet it at foobarradio.
Yeah, definitely email hannah@foobarradio.com.
And we can read out your tweet-a-ma-deeks.
All right, let's have a little look at mine. Oh, I haven't read these.
I'm so excited for yours. Because obviously, because I do this every week, I like read mine every week, and then you will know that the tweet drafts I read are always recent because they've been drafted within the last week.
Oh my god, there's so many.
Oh my god, go on. Oh, I need geez. To know.
Alright, where am I starting?
Just pick any of them. We'll do a few each. We'll go back and forth.
Alright, here's a fun one.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's one. I'm also having those, quote, the toilet door won't open, but I can't tell whether there's someone in there or it's just stiff. Have you ever done that?
Yes! You're like, am I just weak?
Yeah, right.
Should I try?
Or am I like, am I making someone feel very uncomfortable right now?
It's like, should I push this just like a little bit harder, or is there actually someone in there and that'd be really rude?
Right? And I'm just like, am I just waiting outside an empty door because I'm too awkward to keep pushing? Oh my gosh.
Hashtag relatable, Dodie. Why didn't that one get tweeted?
Right? I might just tweet it now. It's funny. All right, okay. Let's have a little look. This one's interesting.
Okay, you go for it and then I'll read one.
Okay, right.
I've only got three.
I haven't read this for a while. When I'm really tired, I genuinely start to go a little insane, like imagine / almost hear people's voices and random phrases really clearly. Wow.
I sometimes hear music really clearly.
Yeah.
When there's no music.
Oh my god, same. Same.
What does that mean? Like fully hear it.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
Like as if it was
strings and all sorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
The whole.
I feel like I can hear orchestras in my head. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, shut up. I get that so much before I'm about to sleep, and I'm just like, you're so loud right now. Especially when it's a song that doesn't have an end, and it keeps going.
Usually for me, it's like the same bit on repeat. Mm. It's so weird. Mm-hmm. And like, it's someone's just fully playing that CD.
Yeah.
CD? Who has CDs? But like the actual track. Like it's not just someone in their guitar playing it. It's like you're hearing the actual like recorded version of the song.
I think that means you're pretty musical. I think so. That was your ha ha again.
But just like the musical version of it. Okay, I've got one here that just says, had a dream last night that I emailed Bo Burnham and he replied with just loads of emojis. And then I've just done like fuck ton of emojis.
Nice.
But
nice.
Like the dream was amazing and I woke up and I was so sad it wasn't real.
I got an email, a DM from Bo Burnham.
What?
Yeah.
No, why haven't you done? No!
Oh, Hannah, I've broken you. Oh my god.
No, I might actually cry.
Oh, you can see tears in your eyes. Hannah, are you alright?
Oh no!
What happened?
I'm fine.
Guys. Hannah is literally crying. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Oh my god, just instant tears from you right now.
Stop talking about the tears because then more will come.
Whoa, this is insane.
Oh my god. Tony, stop. Okay, tell me about this DM. I need to know everything.
I cannot believe this just happened. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. Look at these tears. You can't see. Oh my God, I'm going to Snapchat this. This is so funny. Wow.
Tony.
Oh my God. Hang on. This is really funny. Oh my God.
Thanks for laughing at me. You're such a good friend.
Hi, Snapchat. So basically, I told Hannah that I got DM from Bo Burnham once. Look at these real tears. Oh my God. Okay. So anyway, that was a very funny Snapchat.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I tweeted saying that I just saw his show. Oh,
it's fine. I also like got my makeup done today because I was on a shoot. So I'm just like,
I cannot believe how instant those tears.
Tony, I don't think you understand. Tell me your story, and then right. I will tell you all about right.
you need
how
to
much I love Bo Burnham.
Down. All right. So okay, I tweeted him after seeing his newest show on Netflix.
Which one? Make Happy or the or what?
The newest one.
Make Happy.
Make okay. Happy. And I was just like, wow, I'm overwhelmed. This is wonderful. And he favorited it, and then he just DM'd me, just slid into my DMs with a little heart. I'm going to show you it, actually. Let's find
no,
it.
No, Tony!
I cannot believe how emotional you've just become. It was very funny, though. Let me see. How do I... If I start DMing... Yes, Bo Burnham.
You absolute shite.
Okay, here we go. You're going to die.
You know this means you can DM
back. Oh, no,
back.
It wasn't a heart. It was a little smiley. There okay. you go. Little smiley face. I sent him back a smiley face, and then I said, brackets, thanks for bridging the gap between creator and fan with ridiculous but intelligent comedy. You're fab. And he never replied. And that's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. But it's he just fine. Sent me a little smiley.
It's fine.
Wow, you are a fucking mess.
Ugh.
I cannot believe how much that changed in like two seconds.
I don't think anyone online has like... witnessed that, like, this happen to me.
Dude, I wish everyone here right now could just see what I saw. I just saw tears.
Go on Dodie's Snapchat, man. It's there.
Oh, my geez.
Okay, let me tell you about my love for Bo Burnham.
That was impressive. That was the most impressive thing.
So I've been obsessed with this man since I was, 17 years old. No, maybe 16. It was when I was in college. It was when I was, like, in my first year of college. That I found his YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he, like, started out on YouTube, and my friend introduced me to his videos, and I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. And me and my friend just, like, watched all of his videos. We knew all of the lyrics to, like, all of his songs. And then I remember one day in school, my friend showed me this video of Bo Burnham performing live, and he did one of his raps, which was either, like, I'm Bo-Yo or Bo for Show. It was, like, one of those ones. And he, like, handed a Rubik's Cube to someone in the audience who messed it up, and then he basically started fixing the Rubik's Cube as he started the rap. And then he finished the rap and the Rubik's Cube at the same time. And it was just, like...
Oh, my God.
And it was amazing. And then, I think that was on a Friday or something. And mm-hmm. then I remember going into college on the Monday and saying to my friend, guess what I did over the weekend? And he was just like, learn how to do a Rubik's Cube. And I was like, yeah? How did you know? And he was like, because I learned too!
Oh,
and then
God.
Literally, just the rest of mine and his, like, friendship during college was just on our lunch breaks, just, like, racing each other with Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, my God.
But anyway,
this is your nostalgic side showing, I've just realised.
I think it's just, like, getting back into, like, 17-year-old me, like, and still now, like, what he's creating now is so important to me.
It's
and
it's so and it's just important.
Like, and it's amazing.
So
and, like,
important.
I think about the finale of Make Happy and I just can cry, like, thinking
oh
about
my
it.
God, me too. It's so relatable, especially to us, like weirdly, like, famous but mm-hmm. not famous people who are, like, dealing with this shit. It's just so interesting. And he's like I said, thanks for bridging the gap between creator and fan. Thanks for making that content that is just so genuine and so honest about this weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like, context. I'm 24 now, so, like, it's been 7-8 years.
Oh.
No, not 7 or 8 years. Yeah, 7 to 8 years that I've been, like, fully obsessed with this man. And I've seen him live, and I met him after the show.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, like, I was one of those people that, like, queued up to meet him.
I would. I absolutely would.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Anyways, but also, I kind of want to wait until... You know when you, like,
you're like, oh, what if I wait and then we meet as peers?
Yep. Or, like, this is the thing with, like, I'll
never be able to meet Bo Burnham as a peer just because he's like a foot and a half taller than me. So
no. Like, I'm always like, I'll just wait until we work together and then we can shake hands and be on the same level.
I know. Rather than like queuing up the dream. But now, if I ever do meet Bo Burnham as a peer and we do get introduced in whatever way, someone is going to send him a clip of me crying.
But this is okay. This has happened with a lot of my friends, so we're fine. They get it. They've done this as well.
Oh, anyway, that man. Anyways, we've got a lot of tweets
about you, about like sobbing.
So Hannah, no, my bab, don't cry. I love you, Dodie. What have you done?
I'm sorry.
Please
confirm that Hannah's all right after that. Oh my god, that's funny.
And then, sorry.
Poppy was like, me if I ever get any.
Sorry, headphone listeners, for my screaming. Let's do one more Twitter draft each.
Yes, that's funny.
I'm sorry about that massive Bo Burnham tangent.
That was funny.
I could actually just talk about that man for so long. But
yeah, me too. Anyway. Also, if you don't know who that is,
recommend. Oh my god, imagine there are people listening who don't know who
like,
Bo Burnham
fucking,
is.
Like,
guys,
tuned out after that.
Bo Burnham.
Oh my god, please, for the love of god, check him out. Oh. He is wonderful. I'm sorry I made you, like, burst into tears.
I think it's partly the wine as well. Jesus. Yeah. Guys, don't drink wine. And
this is pretty deep.
Okay, do it.
Okay, here's a Twitter draft. Last night, I had a horrible thought where I imagined myself not being friends. And I think I was going to continue with, like,
with
not
someone?
Being friends with all of my friends. Like, imagine myself at, like, 8 years old being like, oh, I remember
all
when...
All your friends are dead.
Yeah, like, remember my friendship group? Or, like, just drifting apart from my friendship circle
right now. I just went, they're dead because you're 18.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Hannah. No, but, like, imagine, like, looking back on these glory days and being like, oh, I remember Hannah. Remember Lucy. Remember Jack and Hazel and Dan and Sammy and all of those people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so sad to me. I remember that thought being like, my God, what if one day I'm not in that circle anymore? That's really sad to me.
It happens, though, sometimes. I think
I don't want it to happen.
I know.
I want to grow all together.
When you're in it. I feel like, though, usually you can tell. I think you can tell when you're in a friendship that you know is going to last a really long time.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm going to grow old with a lot of my pals right now.
Yeah. And, like, there are always the ones that you don't necessarily have to see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah. Okay. I'm going to read some of your tweet drafts in a bit. But first, here's my last one, which is me speed dating. Any siblings? Parents still together? Favourite colour? Brexit? Which political party? Fave pizza topping? Feminism? Olives?
That's funny. Why did you put that out?
I think it's because I wrote it today. And then I was like, I'm going to save this for the show.
Oh, all right then. Oh,
but
I will tweet it later.
Olives?
Olives. How do you feel about olives, Hannah?
I fucking love olives!
Mate, me and you, date. Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, the internet would just love that shit.
So would I.
Oh my God, Dodie.
Mate, olives. It's our bonding.
Okay, Dodie and I are going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst we play you a song.
Greedy! You know that I'm greedy for love. Baby, you got it.
presents
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Trump said that about his daughter. I'd sleep with her if she wasn't my daughter.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That is just...
That should be the one reason people don't vote for Donald Trump.
It's either that or, like, there's loads of people in America going, finally, someone said it. Someone's agreeing with me.
That's the real reason he gets so much love in the southern states, isn't it? Oh, my God. You need to come and see this.
Darlene, we're in the clear. Nancy, if Trump says it's okay, then we all good.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So I just actually tweeted my Bo Burnham draft tweet. So any listeners, you will know. You will know why that has just been tweeted now. I just thought you should.
Inside joke.
We've had a few tweet drafts in from you guys, which is just like, where have we got? Someone just had a cactus emoji.
Sure.
I like that. Nice. This one just says, the toilet paper I'm using is really nice.
I can relate to that.
That one, I think, is my favourite.
That's a worthwhile tweet.
I would tweet that. And then,
wow.
What did you see? Did you see one?
Sorry, Orchestras in My Head is a banging album name. Damn, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Mr. Daniel J. Brain.
Draft. My music is definitely loud enough for this group of elderlies to hear. Great. Nice.
Yeah.
So happy to hear that. Hey, there we go. Sorry. I'm just thinking about Bo Burnham. Someone said, yes, olives are the best.
But no one I know really likes them.
What?
Mate,
oh my God.
Be friends with us. We love olives.
Make new friends, mate. Make new friends.
Yes, more olive lovers. They're my faves.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, Nethme. Shout out to Nethme. She's great. I had breakfast with her once. It was wonderful. No olives, though. Damn.
Someone said, oh my God, someone said prolonged eye contact in art earlier, and like five of us went full on reciting Bo Burnham. It was so amazing. Yes!
Full on eye contact.
A healthy dose of prolonged eye contact.
Oh my god.
We're obsessed. What
are you obsessed? If anyone wants to just like tweet this whole episode
and Bo Burnham,
please don't. Actually, it's so embarrassing, but do.
No, definitely don't, but do.
So Natalie, producer Natalie, is back in the studio.
Woo!
Thank you.
Natalie's back.
We're playing a game of the fuck you saying, mate.
Wait.
Great.
That's it. That's our jingle. I'm so sorry.
So we're going to play this game, and then after we're going to play Drunk Advice Live. So make sure you get your questions in for Drunk Advice. You can email Hannah at FUBAR Radio or tweet FUBAR at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. At FUBAR, FUBAR Radio.
And go to Facebook and you'll be able to watch it as well.
Yeah! We're going to be live streaming on Facebook, Drunk Advice, so you can watch it live. And
maybe you'll cry again. A lot of people tweeting in asking what happened. They'd like to see it. Can I say that they will see it because it was all on camera.
Yeah.
But also, maybe it'll happen again if we just say the magic words Bo Burnham just during Facebook Live.
Oh my God.
Bo Burnham. Stop it.
Save it for Facebook Live.
I see the tears welling. No,
oh my goodness. Okay, so let's play the fuck you're saying, mate.
Okay.
There is a YouTube channel called Pronunciation Manual. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? The one with like the funny pronunciations of different words and stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's very funny.
So, for those who don't know, it's basically this YouTube channel, and if you search in YouTube, like, how to pronounce whatever word, usually the first thing comes up is this parody channel, and it will have, like, how to pronounce certain words, but it just pronounces them in the most ridiculous ways.
Like radio.
It's completely hilarious. Here is an example. So this is, according to Pronunciation Manual, how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
It's just my favourite.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, so the way that the game works is that we are going to play some of these words, and then we have to, from the audio, we have to guess what the actual word is.
Nice! Alright,
yeah?
Okay, yeah.
So you ready
for... Good.
Mm-hmm. And Natalie has the answers.
I do.
She is quiz master.
Do we have buzzers, or...?
No, this is kind of like just shout it out.
Right.
And maybe a bit more of a group effort, but also...
Okay, as a team.
It's fucking
time,
bitch.
Okay.
First one, let's do it. And we get like 3 lessons, max.
Okay.
Epidance.
Epidance?
Me
Epi dance.
Epi.
What?
Epi dance. Is it like. Is it what it sounds like? Does it begin with an E?
It doesn't begin with an E.
It does.
No, I heard an M. Does it begin
it's
with
not
an M?
M? No, it begins with a vowel.
Yep.
Begins with an A. Begins with an A.
Amphitheatre.
No, not amphitheatre.
Epi dance.
What? Is this like, would we be able to guess this? Is it a person?
It's not a person. Definitely not a person. It's more of a type of vehicle, I think you would call it.
What? A vehicle beginning with an A?
Yeah. Ambulance?
Yes, ambulance!
Oh! Okay,
that was Epidance.
Difficult.
Ambulance.
Nice. Of course. Okay.
Good work, well, Jodie. Next one.
Kinanan Monana.
What?
Kinanan Monana.
Oh, is this like... Keanu Reeves?
No, that would be good. No, it's not. It's not a person. Not a person.
It's not a person.
Kinanan Monana. Is it kangaroo?
It's not a kangaroo. Although you could eat it.
You could eat it. Kinanan Monana.
It's a nice
flavor.
It makes
me sad that you can eat kangaroo. I don't like that. Kinanan Monana.
It's not kale. It's more of something that is added to something to add flavor. It's got a certain flavor to it.
Oh my god, salt, pepper.
No.
Banana.
C. Think of something beginning with C.
Cayenne pepper.
No. You probably have it in desserts more.
Custard.
No.
What? Dessert?
Sugar.
No.
What's your favorite
dessert? Cooker. Or sir.
Citrus.
Not citrus. Sin.
Oh my god. Let's listen to it again.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Wait, I need to listen to that again.
Kinanan Monana.
Oh, right. Yeah, got it. That makes obviously more sense.
Monana.
That's actually the right way to say it. We were saying it wrong.
Yeah, my bad.
Dodie, you're good.
Okay, that's two for Dodie. Okay, final one.
Next one.
All right, final.
Icicle? No. Caravan.
Isis.
No, it's not ice. Ice is not in the title of it. It does begin with I, but it's not. You both use it, I think.
Instagram.
Yes.
What?
Damn.
Let's listen to that again. This is Instagram.
That's funny.
Okay, wait, it's 2-1, so I want to let's do one more, see if I can draw.
Oh, come on.
Gargamel.
Caramel?
Yeah, oh my god, yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Wow. How did you get that?
Because it was Gargamel.
Of course, Gargamel. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
No. Wow, okay. No.
Wait, we drew. This means one. Decider.
Yeah, another one.
Da 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 da.
B.
What? Beard.
Beard. Yeah, I heard beard.
Was it beer?
No, not beard. And not beer.
B movie?
No.
Peas?
There's lots of different types of them.
Motorcycle. Like, well, no, because it's just the sound effect.
Oh. Can you play it again? No. What was it?
I just heard beard.
It's not beard. There's loads of different types. A lot of them can be found in the air.
Bees.
No. But
bugs.
Not bugs, but you're on the right sort of. Yeah, you're thinking of the right type of things.
Beetles?
Not beetles.
Birds.
Birds. Yes, it's birds.
Well, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm upset. Oh, I won twice and then I failed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dodie.
Oh.
I would call that a draw. Yeah, that was the, you know,
not really.
Next, we're going to play another, not another Lauren Aquilina song, but we've had her on the show before, and but she's amazing, and Dodie and I saw her perform live the other night.
At her little secret show.
It was amazing.
Damn! She's
damn,
so good.
Girl, that woman's voice.
Oh my God.
That power, though. Here we go.
Here we go.
To explain why you don't think you can stay, why my world's just gone insane. I remember the first time we were here, you told me all your darkest fears, and I fell apart. I knew this was coming from day one, back there in September when we just begun. I was right, but I've never wanted to be so wrong. Why did you have
just like to say thank you to everyone who is tweeting Bo Burnham telling him to DM me.
Yes!
No, it's not.
Mo!
Okay, guys, it is time for Drunk Advice Live!
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding!
Yay! We are also live on Facebook. If you go to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, we are live streaming this, so you can see us, like, in video form whilst this is happening.
We're looking at the cameras. This is bizarre that someone's watching me really. I haven't processed that in my head.
Cheers, dudes.
Cheers. I have finished like half a bottle of wine.
I feel like now is probably the right time just to remember the fact that Dodie was the first ever guest on Drunk Advice.
Right? I realized that the other day. I was like, I was number one. Yay! I'm so proud of myself.
You were number one, which makes you special, but also it is the shittest episode.
I beg your pardon. It was the best.
It's a beautiful episode. It's like only 3 minutes long, and now Drunk Advice episodes are like 10 minutes long.
Which means you just have to have me back.
Yeah, I think repeat guests. Anyways, let's get into your questions.
Okay.
Right. Taylor, songwriting.
How? try and do. and fail and then do more and make better things.
Done. I feel like, so a piece of advice that I was given for writing my book was you can't edit a blank page.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to make stuff first. Work out what you don't like, work out what you do like, pick out
make
what you do like.
Shit.
The do like bit will probably be like 10% of your first work, and then you'll just pick it out and learn and learn and grow and... Yeah.
I often find, I'm not a songwriter, but often I just, sing my thoughts out loud sometimes, and that always happens either in the shower or on the toilet.
Yeah. I'll also put yourself out of your comfort zone. If you know that you like writing to a certain instrument, be like, this is cool, and I've done this, but now let's try writing to a beat or writing with someone else. And it'll be uncomfortable at first. It's like swimming through mud, and
but
you're like,
new
I don't like
stuff
it.
Will happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be surprised. You'll surprise yourself with what you like and what you make.
Leo has said, or asked, how do I subtly tell someone I like them? I think there are a lot of subtle ways to do it, right? But subtlety doesn't always work. Because from my experience, most people aren't amazing at reading signals. And you kind of have to be not subtle. And you kind of have to be like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
But subtle ways of doing it is like a lot of eye contact, maybe like
little touches.
Little touches. Like really pay attention to what they're saying.
Not like major touches, but just like little hands on arms.
Yeah.
And just read their body language. If they're like, nope, go away, then maybe back off a little.
Yeah, it's like testing the water, like flirt a little. That's the subtle way to do it, but sometimes the subtle way might not get you ultimately what you want or the answers that you need.
Use your words.
Use your words. Thank you, John Green. Lottie has said, what do you do to cheer yourself up when you haven't had a particularly great day? It depends. For me, it depends. Sometimes it involves just like switching everything off and just like watching Netflix or just like hanging out with my housemates.
Mm-hmm.
Or it involves dancing around my room to like crazy loud music and just putting myself in a good, like letting the music like put me in a good mood, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, I agree. Distraction and like turning off, watching a movie or something where you're in another world.
Yeah, for
Is really good. Or being with friends who understand your situation and will look after you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day. Sorry.
Is it bad that I'm almost 20 and haven't even kissed anyone before? I'm starting to think there's something wrong with me.
Definitely not something wrong with you. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you.
Nothing wrong with you.
People learn life lessons and go through different stuff at different ages completely. It doesn't matter if you're like 16 or 40. Like, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. What Dodie said. And there's nothing wrong with you. And actually, like, it's so weird because we do live in this world where, like, everyone likes to often brag about experiences. And you watch all these films and these TV shows and everything, and everyone's like having first kisses in their teenage years, and everyone's like, oh, it's sex last night, blah, 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 and all of this. And so you often feel like, oh my god, am I the only person who isn't experiencing this? But actually, like, you're not the only person. It's just like the people that are just particularly loud, like myself. You know, we're just like really loud about it sometimes. And so, like, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
And also,
fine.
You'll have learned a lot more than a lot of people who have had their first kiss at like 16, and it's going to be a lot more special, I think.
Yeah. And so, and like, even if it isn't necessarily special, like, that's also fine.
Yeah, you're right.
You do you. It will happen. Do not stress about it, even though I know that's easier said than done.
What will be,
que sera, sera. Louise May says, drunk advice on how to meet your idols.
Just be real. This is my, this is probably bad advice, but it's drunk advice. Rule number whatever, don't take her advice.
Oh my god, I forgot to do the rules!
Yes, sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry, should we just say that right now? Rule number one!
Be drunk if you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Rule number two, have a friend with you. Rule number three, don't take our advice.
Thank you, Dodie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am a true fan. True fan. Yeah, probably don't take this advice. But Drunk Me would be like, just be real. Be so real. Be authentic, because they are just like you. They're insecure, worried, scared human beings who just want to connect with people. And if you're just like, Maze, like, surely you must know how I'm feeling right now. This is weird. I'm nervous, but you're great. And, yeah, whatever. I'd love if I could get a pic or whatever.
Whatever you say and whatever you do is fine. No, wow, that's
did you guys hear that water?
That's like water all down water. My face.
This is drunk advice, okay. But, like, you know what? If you're stuck on what to say, talk about their art, because I'm pretty sure they will talk about their art for a long time. They have a lot to say about that, because that's what they do. So talk about it.
Yeah. And, like, you may feel really awkward, but also, like, on our part, I'm just always just, like...
We want to make a good interaction.
We want to make a super good interaction. I got on the tube yesterday, or a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got into this carriage, and this girl immediately was just like, oh, I watch your videos. Mm. And part of me, there was, like, a little bit in my head being like, oh, fuck, I'm now going to have to spend half an hour making small talk.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, really rude if you then are just like... I'm gonna read my book now.
Yeah.
And then you're like literally like stood next to each other for like a full half an hour or whatever. And so I actually was actively like asking her questions about her life and like learning about her. Turns out she's an amazing human being. She has a YouTube channel and she's a musician and a videographer.
Oh my God.
And so, and this is the thing, like, we are also genuinely interested in your lives and like what you do, and often it can feel like a one-way thing. Like, you come up to us and you're like, I like your stuff.
Also, we're saying us because we've had both interactions. We've been, like, the person who has met the idols.
And oh,
we've
God, been the people. When I met Bo Burnham, I didn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
I was just like, I like you, this is great, but...
Yeah, exactly. Like, whatever, and I'm sure whoever you meet will also have that same interaction with someone else. So, like, there's no, like, two sides to something. It's just... an experience, and everyone's experienced that.
Just, you know, be chill, be yourself. Mm-hmm. You good.
You good. You good.
You good. Indigo said, how to get through final year of school without murdering everyone. I love that. I say just go for it. Murder them.
Yeah. Kill them all. Number three, don't take our advice.
Don't take our advice.
Is this final year of school?
Is this school, like... Just, I don't know if they're 16
honestly,
or 18.
Honestly, Indigo, enjoy it, because you've only got this once. It's your your final year of school, and then that's it. And honestly, you will look back on this year and be like, oh, I wish I enjoyed that more. Yeah.
I would say, like, you do you. Like, it's your final year. You need to absolutely boss it, and you need to, like, do the best you can, get those grades, make those connections.
And enjoy it. It is fun. It is fun. It's just, it is interesting. And I know you might, like, you might feel lonely. You might feel, like, stressed, like, really stressed. Yeah. But this is a life experience. And someday this won't be a thing. So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You'll be fine. Good luck.
Good luck.
You're going to make it. Okay. This next song, we're going to do some more drunk advice questions after, but this song Dodie picked, but it was actually the song that when Lauren was on, she picked as her song about sex.
Is it Sexual by Naked?
It is Sexual by Naked.
Such a good song.
So, for those who didn't listen to the episode, when Lauren and I looked through those lyrics, we basically decided that it was about, like, being a gold digger. Because there's some of the lyrics being, like, so much greener now. It's, like, greener. That
oh, interesting.
Anyways, obviously, it is not. You can interpret it any way you like.
But, I love this song so much.
I love this. I think was listening to this at home with Lauren and some mates, and I was like, guys, I've decided that this song is going to be my first dance at my wedding.
Wow.
Imagine.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm feeling sexual.
Yeah, basically,
that's a very Hannah song.
But I also feel like the type of person that I would marry would also be like, fuck yes.
Yes, yes, I agree. Brilliant.
Anyway, this is that song.
You got that thing that I've been looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for. And you got a heart full of gold.
and that's really turning me on. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. Yeah, yes. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. You got something that I ain't seen before. You've opened a million doors. All I can say is I adore you. You got something that I ain't seen before. Hold me, cause baby I'm yours. Oh, I can't wait until we get home. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. So I wanna say, yeah, just say. So we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual. So we should be sexual.
Tune.
I just keep imagining myself dancing to that with my future husband at my wedding. Shocking all of the grandparents.
I'll be there. We'll like go in the middle of the circle and be like grinding on each other.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a few more drunk advice
questions.
So what should I do if I run out of toilet paper right after taking a shit? I've done this before.
You know what I've done?
What have you done?
Am I really going to say this on the fucking radio?
You're about to say it.
All right, you rip up the fucking roll.
Cardboard.
And you use that because you're desperate. Yes, that's what you do. I'm sorry, you do. You can't not. You use whatever you can. Or you pull up your knickers and waddle to wherever there is loo paper.
I've definitely, like, at least at home, with, like, underwear around my ankles, like, waddled.
Oh, yeah, me too. Everyone has. Whatever.
The thing is that you're fine and everyone's been
fine. Oh, it's fine. It's so normal.
Jessica said, do you think it's unhealthy to be close friends with your ex?
Well, Jessica, I am close friends with two of my exes, and I honestly think it really depends.
Yeah.
I think it's important to give them some space, or for them to give you some space, depending, or like, give each other some space.
Give the relationship space, because I think that you can't become friends with an ex-partner, like, immediately after you break up.
You
because
need
then
that
there's,
time.
There's all those weird blurred lines, and I hate that I said blurred lines, but,
but no, there is.
You have to, like, clean slate, and then if you do become close friends, it's because you're good friends. It's not because you used to date.
Yeah.
I would say I am, like, on good terms and, like, buddies with, like, a lot of my exes.
But there's like one ex who I don't even know if I'd call him an ex because we dated for like a few months. But he is like one of my best friends, which is Tim. Like I can say that because like everyone has seen that video that Dodi was there for. I'm so sorry, Dodi.
That was so funny. I was just like
For those who don't know, me and Tim, who is also like a YouTuber, we used to date like 4 or 5 years ago. By the way,
That was a while ago.
And we recently did a video together where we like openly answered a lot of questions about our relationships that Dodi asked us. And
there was like one which was like make out for like 3 seconds or whatever, and I just ran away. I was like,
Tim and I like super good friends. But the thing is that after we broke up, we did not speak, and we were so awkward and so it was so weird between us for like a good 6 months, like no friendship, no talking, and you have to then build it up afterwards.
Yeah.
So like, it's totally healthy. It depends.
Yeah.
I think it becomes unhealthy if you're friends with an ex if you can't tell the difference between you as friends and you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tim and I together now, I'm never confused. Like it's like we're hanging out. I never feel like I spent the whole day at his house and we marathoned Indiana Jones.
My best
just
friend,
the two
is
of us, and like there's no like
it can be so healthy. So healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend is my ex-boyfriend.
Sometimes you have to like go through that.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You have to give each
to
other space.
Become the good
friends. It's going to be complicated. It's going to be difficult. But hopefully, after time, you will.
Yeah.
You will like meet each other's partner and be like, "Hey, nice to meet you." And there'll be nothing painful there.
And
it's so healthy, and you can both have a laugh about it. You can both be like, "Lol, this is weird, isn't it?"
I recently had an experience with someone who I met, and there was like this insane like sexual chemistry and this sexual connection.
Mm.
And then we did something about it.
Mm.
And then
all right,
we did something about that. But then like it didn't go any further than that because neither of us were in a place where we could pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're friends, and it was quite funny because we were like having lunch together, and we were chatting, and we were just like, we just had to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because we were attracted to each other, we were like, we just had to get that out of our systems, and now we're fine, and now we can move on, and we can just be like good friends. But that's me. I'm a bit weird like
it
that.
It can be complicated. Just do whatever you think is best for you.
Yeah. And on that note, cheers, mate.
Cheers, run and wine.
Cheers. Empty glasses.
Chink.
Thank you so much for coming on my radio show,
Dodi.
Oh
my gosh, thank you so much. I've had so much fun, honestly. This has just been like a night at yours. Just like jamming.
And with like loads of people listening. Sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
No, it's so cool.
If you missed the show or you want to listen to it again, you can do so if you go to foodbarradio.com/shows/Hannah-Witten, and you can download it from there, and then also it will be available on iTunes as a podcast.
I will be listening to this.
I feel like I might have to like re-listen. I've not re-listened to any of them, but I feel like I just need to re-listen to the moment where I cried over Bo Burnham, because I just need to know how pathetic I sounded.
It was funny.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, you guys should follow Fubar Radio on Twitter, because throughout the week they will be posting little video clips from the show.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I don't know which bits they'll choose, but guys, obviously me crying.
We'll find out.
Guys, you should all go follow Dodi on Twitter and all of that jazz. She's making music.
I am. I'm making
music. At Doddle on Twitter. And her EP is out in November. So when that comes out, we should all go buy it, pre-order, buy tickets for the shows. Give her all your money and love and attention.
Yes. Yes, all of that.
It'll be great. Aww. And next week, Wednesday, again, 6 till 8 p.m., we've got Callum McSwiggan on the show. We love Callum.
I love Callum.
Plus, special guest from Germany,
ooh,
Jerry, who is the...
Lol.
Who is the guy that Riyad and I were fighting over because we both fancied him. And to be honest, guys, this is next week will be like the most I've ever let you into my personal life currently. Like I always do it retrospectively, like, oh, this used to happen. But this is going to be like, oh, no, here is someone currently here who like you heard about on the last radio show. Anyway, Jesus Christ, Hannah, stop drinking wine. Jerry doesn't drink as well. He's going to be like stone cold sober. Oh my gosh.
No, he doesn't drink.
Jerry doesn't
drink. Hannah, what are you doing?
Wait, no, and also Callum doesn't drink. What?
Wow, you're going to be the only one.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but come tune in next week and thank you,
See
Dodie.
That disaster. Thank you, Hannah. I love you dearly.
Let's I love you too, and we love you, and this song is for Dodie.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.